At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone ever let some 10-year-old kid make you feel small?
Literally me, every day.
Yeah, inadequate. I know that feeling.
They're like, you're ugly. I'm like, you're right.
It's pretty much right. Anytime I ever hang out with my niece or nephew.
Right.
Morgan from Webster sent us a parental confidential and wrote in saying, you guys, I'm laughing while writing this. But that laughter is slowly met with dread and tears. My son's 10-year-old friend is the most entitled, lazy, sarcastic kid I've ever met. And I feel so bad writing this as a grown woman, but my husband and I hate him.
Hilarious.
He kept comparing his parents to me and my husband in negative ways. And he was saying that we needed to get our car washed. We need to clean more. We need to do a better job when it came with our decorating choices.
Oh, my God.
He also kept asking about our finances.
What?
And our jobs and childcare. I have enjoyed talking to his parents in the past and wanted to become better friends with them. But we've been over to their house for dinner before. And our boys, they have been friends. They play well together. But it was the most bizarre play date I have ever hosted. And it seemed like he was more interested in his friend's parents' life, me and my husband, than being a kid and playing with my son. It felt so invasive and rude. And he's only 10. And I'm also struggling with how much it rattled me and made me feel so very inadequate as a parent and as an adult. It's embarrassing to say I have allowed a 10-year-old kid to make me feel this way. I struggle with anxiety anyway, and I'm definitely going to discuss this scenario with my own therapist next week. But should I?
I figured I'd talk to you two clowns first.
Should I bring this up to his parents? Because I have never felt so relieved when a child has left my house before.
That's crazy.
I actually don't want to invite him or his family over again. And I couldn't help but think that due to his age, his parents must be speaking poorly about my husband and I. Maybe even my son in front of their son since he kept on prying. Thanks, Moose and Breezy. I love the show. Well, we love you, Morgan. And remember, chin up.
Right, of course.
I keep that chin up. 585-252-9800. Do you tell the parents? Probably. Why not?
Yeah. I mean,
I don't have kids, but I was right. One. And some of the things that would come out of my mouth was usually because I spent no time thinking about it before I said it. Kids are blunt. They hit on insecurities that adults typically have. But like my nephew on Easter Sunday asked me why I don't have a family. And
not you catching strays from a 7-year-old.
Why did I make the decision to rent and not own? And then
he did not.
Yeah. I had to very patiently remind him that I am rich compared to him. And he has no money, and also I can run a lot faster than he can.
Oh my God.
Now, to some of you, this may come off as a very petty, uneducated argument. However, I did feel better after saying it.
You fighting with a 7-year-old is crazy, and genuinely not holding back either.
Well, he's 9, so.
Whatever. This person says, I would look that kid straight in the face and say, that's none of your business. Go play.
Yeah, Liz, you know what? Gina just texted in. She makes a good point. Can we just normalize telling kids when they're being rude? Tell the parents yes, and then cut the family off cold turkey. You got to set boundaries.
Right.
I think some of us are so scared today to speak up, especially when it comes to other people's kids.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to tell them when they're being rude.
Right. This person says, and absolutely tell the parents, worst case scenario, they cut you off and then you don't have to see their kid anymore. Period. That is like, that's quote unquote worst case scenario in terms of your son, but
yeah.
Best case scenario for you.
Yeah. How many of you think that Morgan should absolutely make mention to the kid's parents of just how dreadful this play date was? Not typical for a 10-year-old to be telling adults to up their game when it comes to the aesthetics of their home.
Correct.
Along with asking about their finances. It's odd. I don't know at this point, you guys, if you should even tell the parents. I would allow them to just figure it out on their own. But don't allow your son to hang with this child anymore. The last thing you want is him going over to the friend's house and doing the exact same thing to his parents. That would be humiliating.
Yeah. Because let's be honest, kids pick up on behaviors, whether it be who they're hanging out with, whether it be who's in their family, who's around them, who's raising them, who they're at school with. And I would worry if you don't set a precedent and you don't explain to this kid that he's wrong or tell his parents, he'll continue to do it. And then your kid's picking up on bad behavior. It's not great.
I made this mistake when I was a kid. I went to my best friend's house, and for whatever reason, I asked his parents how much money they make.
That's really inappropriate.
Yeah, but you know, when you're a kid, you don't know how to read the room, you know, especially when you're 10. I still ask people that.
I was going to say, nothing's changed. I don't know who we're fooling. He's like, it's really inappropriate. I'm like, you literally still do that. So.
I don't know. But nothing's changed. Let's go over to JC real quick. Hi, Moose and Breeze. I don't think this kid did anything wrong. Yes, maybe he was blunt, but at 10, it's impressive how aware he is of his surroundings. And the fact he noticed your car was dirty and your house was messy made him wonder if you are good parents or not. What? I'm sure you are, but most kids look at these things as an automatic red flag.
Not him calling CPS on you.
I know,
he
right?
He leaves the house, he's like, Mom, we have a phone call to make. She's like, what? This person says, my nephew always asks me how much money I have in my bank account. He's 8.
Yes, he? Let's go over to Jamie this morning. If you guys are just tuning in for Parental Confidential, we get this message from Morgan, who lives in Webster, and is just upset that she's upset.
Right.
Because her son's 10-year-old friend made her and her husband feel so small. He's sarcastic. He's lazy. He's entitled. And he comes over and she goes, it's the most bizarre play date I've ever had. He asked us about our finances and childcare. He questioned our decorating choices. He was more interested in us as parents instead of playing with our son. And I can't wait to get rid of him. Should I make mention of this to his parents? Jamie says, my daughter's friend is 8 years old and she's cute and means well, but she asks such inappropriate questions. I kid you not, she asked my husband if he only pees standing up or if he likes to sit down sometimes like her dad.
Oh my God.
I tried not to laugh, but I reminded her it's rude to ask such questions.
It's so inappropriate. Kids are so unhinged and so unfiltered, and I love that about them.
Sure.
I can relate, but at the same time, gotta know when it's time to cut it off.
It's hard, especially at that age.
Yeah.
You know, if you tinkle when you Never mind. JC says, I don't think this kid did anything wrong. I got to that. Yeah. Let's go over to this person. The only kid that my kid has over that acted like this had a lot of envy for my child and a lot of insecurities. Yes, you have a responsibility to tell those parents. They need to know.
It could honestly be like he's projecting.
That's, you know what, yeah, I mean? I like, agree.
It honestly could be that.
But if he's hearing a lot of this stuff and repeating it, it's coming from his parents. They're probably talking bad about Morgan.
Correct.
And her husband. Where?
Not us starting a whole rumor. Morgan, they hate you.
Yeah. Don't ever talk to them again.
Actually, cut them off. Lock your doors. And tell little Johnny, today will be your last day at this house. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You guys are being ridiculous. Don't take offense to this. Kids are just nosy. Yeah, okay, well.
There's a lot of different ways you can spin it, but we're going to choose to spin it on
Let me ask you, because you're getting married soon, and then soon after that,
relax.
You're going to probably have kids. Let's say, I want to know from you, what would be your choice of punishment for a situation like this if it dealt with your kid?
Probably like a 7-page apology letter handwritten.
Well, you would go with old school and do the handwritten letter.
Yeah. And they'd have to...
7 pages?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
They have to say exactly why they're upset. And if they run out of, you know, things to say, they got to, I don't know, use ChatGPT. I don't know.
Got it. Okay.
Figure it out.
You would go with the handwritten letter.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Morgan, thanks so much for messaging in this morning. We really do appreciate it. I'll send over some of the texts we weren't able to get to, but... we'll do another Parental Confidential tomorrow morning. If you guys do ever want to be a part of the show, 98PXY, our Facebook page, we check those messages. I'd be lying to you if I said daily, but
yeah,
we do get to them.
I don't even have access to that.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
585-252-9800. PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Teddy Swims, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The promise of a dream job is costing Americans millions because everybody wants to make a buttload of money from home. $150K a year, right? Work 8 hours a day.
From the comfort of your couch.
From anywhere. And a lot of people today are falling for some of these elaborate scams. And it's not their fault because I'll tell you what, they're getting better. And a lot of these scammers are getting smarter. And according to the FTC, just in 2022 alone, you had people reported losing $367 million to just job scams. Okay, you got a lot of people who want to get rich off Bitcoin. And yeah, over the last 5 years, it's happened for some people. It's very appealing. However, you have scammers who are taking note of this and creative. They're creating a new scam that capitalizes on digital currency, if you will. Mm-hmm. So long story short, this is another work from home scam and people are falling hard for it. This is where you need to keep your eyes open. The scammers are going to start off with a text message. They'll call themselves Judy from LinkedIn, and she's going to say, you know, I came across your outstanding resume. Even if you don't have a resume, she still came across it, okay? She's then going to tell you you can start working from home and earning anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month like that. No problem.
Right.
All you need to do is just contact her through the app, WhatsApp or Telegram. And the scammers will then direct you to log into a site called bitfarms.com. So basically, it's a ploy that involves them asking the victim to register their email address and create a password. They will tell you that you need to complete a training in order to move forward with the role. And when you click on that, boom, they have all of your information and you're screwed. And this is what's been happening to thousands, if not a couple million people. Because scammers today are a lot more patient. They will take you through an entire training process, an interview process that lasts 3 to 4 days before taking you for everything you're worth.
That's insane. That's literally insane.
It's not just these poor seniors that are getting screwed today.
Right. It's everyone.
We're all getting bent over. Sure.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, keep your head on a swivel, guys. Don't be click happy.
Right.
I've been scammed in the past. Breezy's been scammed tons of times.
I haven't. I never experienced that. So.
Coming up on the show, nothing is more awful than not being able to pinpoint where an awful smell is coming from. Some of you, it's your upper lip. You got to check. Last week, you may have heard Breezy and I complaining that we had a funny smell coming from the inside of our studio.
It was so gross, you guys. I can't even describe it.
Lucky for us, our engineering team went straight to work and found where the smell was coming from. Anyone have any guesses on what it could have been from? We'll talk about it coming up next and get to some of your stories.
If I don't puke.
What is that god-awful smell? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Last week, we made mention that a terrible smell was coming from our studio. It was driving us crazy.
No, it was disgusting, you guys.
That's one of the worst predicaments to be in, is when you smell something horrible and you can't find where the smell is coming from. It's torture. And last week, I was on my hands and knees, crawling around on the studio.
On all fours,
like I typically do. Sniffing.
That's just a Tuesday.
Just sniffing different parts of the wall.
Ew.
Well, we made mention of this to our engineers, and they went straight to work trying to find out where that awful smell was coming from.
Right.
Later in the day, this was Thursday, I get a Snapchat from our engineer, and it's a picture of a dead mouse. And he goes, I found the smell. And I had a feeling I knew that's what it was because I've smelled a couple of dead mouses in my day.
Mice, yeah.
So now I was under the impression they found one mouse and that was it. Apparently, that's not the case because Breezy let me in. The fact that they shared more information with her that they didn't share with me.
Literally ruined my day. So first of all, Moose sent me the photo of the mouse on Thursday and was like, literally no context, just sent it. And I was like, ew, what the hell? So then I called him. He's like, yep, they found it next door. So yesterday I'm leaving the office and I'm like literally basically already in my car. And the engineer screaming from down the hall, hey, we're going to move some of your stuff from underneath the board. And I was like, okay, why? He was like, Moose didn't tell you. I was like,
they didn't tell me.
I was like, no, what? He was like, we found not just one, but two dead mice underneath the board in your studio. And I was like, you're joking. He was like, oh, no, they literally must have eaten some rat poison from the basement, came up here, found food, and died together. It was literally like a murder-suicide, he said.
Oh, my God. But I don't understand how, because I looked. I had my flashlight out. I pulled everything out. I could smell it, but I couldn't get to it. And I'm like, this is going to drive me nuts. It's disgusting.
They were like in the board. They were like in the inner workings of the, because I mean, listen, there's a lot of
it's very technical here.
Nooks and crannies, and
we don't leave any food in this studio. No crumbs, nothing. Yeah. I'm very
we only even strict. Eat here when Dan Mason is here. Like, we don't even really eat in the studio.
Some of you know our engineer Derek and myself have had some beef with one another in the past, and I'm telling you right now, he took pleasure in sharing with us what he had found. And I'm so disgusted right now. And I wouldn't be surprised if he took them and hid them somewhere else just for his own sick amusement.
No, literally. But better him than me, because I could never. I would never. You know what I mean? I literally, we know where my stance with mice.
We know where it's at.
We know how much I hate them. I literally like moved out of my apartment because of them. I literally hate them.
I came to the rescue. I killed the mice that she had in her apartment. And I will just say this once, and I'll leave it at that. I sent a very clear message where they never showed back up again.
Well, it was just one mouse, and we set, what, 10 traps?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to town. A while back, I was living in an apartment building in Los Angeles, and for 3 days, I smelled something foul, you guys. Nobody could pinpoint where it was coming from. And I finally texted my landlord to do a wellness check on our 80-year-old neighbor, Marty, down the hall. Sure enough, passed away in his apartment. Was laying there for 3-4 days. A very distinct smell.
Oh,
rest in peace, Marty. Let's go over to Manny really quick. Sup, guys? Previous owners of my house had a bad mouse problem. Never told us about it. So when renovating, we ripped a wall apart and found 20 pounds of dog food that the mice or something else had stored in the wall, along with a pile of tiny animal skeletons.
No, I will literally puke. No, I'm unwell.
Can you imagine ripping the drywall down and finding that? Oh. Now, did the mice collect the 20 pounds of dog food? That's a lot of dog food.
Probably over time, for sure.
585-252-9800. If you've also been in a similar situation,
disgusting.
What was that smell?
So he took all of our stuff and he was like, I'm going to clear out some space for you upstairs.
Yeah.
Because he's like, although the bins that you have under there are airtight, and it's not like there's food or anything, but the last thing I need is you going into one of these bins and finding a mouse and you losing your mind. I'm like, no, I would literally quit. So
you would. I'd be doing the show alone. Ashley said, once I smelled something rancid in my car for 3 days, and I thought I ran over something. Turned out my toddler stuffed a string cheese under the passenger seat in July. Yes, it's perfect timing.
Ew.
Because string cheese.
Ew, it turned into a mozzarella stick. Oh, disgusting.
Let's get to some more here. I kept getting this weird dead fish smell in the bathroom. I even cleaned the drains. Turns out my cat hid a fish toy soaked in tuna water under the radiator. It cooked for weeks. Oh my God.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah.
The fish toy soaked in tuna.
I'm telling you, it's a very distinct smell. And one time I was opening a can of tuna fish and I got some of the tuna water on the counter. I didn't clean up all the way and it just reeked.
It's rancid.
It's very rancid.
Well, I did my part yesterday after Derek ended up telling me. I went to every studio and I forewarned them. I fired a warning shot and I said, if you have food in this studio,
they'll find it.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Ugh. Oh my God.
All last week, we were doing the show with just dead mice under our feet. Can you imagine?
That was literally disgusting. One time.
Just our co-host.
We're actually a four-person morning show now. Two of them are deceased. One time, my parents were in Florida, and my dad was leaving to go to the airport, and he was backing up the van and all this stuff. He literally left a bag of garbage in the van for 4 months because he was flying home. We didn't go back. It was probably.
He just left the trash in there.
It was probably like February. We didn't go back till May. So the van was. Oh,
waste management all day long.
Yeah.
All right. Let me get to one more text here coming in. Good morning, guys. So this just happened at my office a month ago. A coworker who's no longer at the company left a hard boiled egg in his desk drawer. It took us 5 days to figure out where the foul smell was coming from. We still don't know if it was on purpose or not. Yeah.
I'm sure it was. I mean, you're no stranger to leaving, sending a message.
I'm not. And I will say this. I've never admitted this on the air, but when we used to have our old studios at the Five Star Bank building downtown, which then was the HSBC building, we were on the 17th floor. Well, we were moving over to where we're at now in High Falls, and there was a hole in the wall, and I stuck a fish in that hole.
What? Like
drywall.
Why?
Well, there was a new morning show coming in there to take our place, and I was like, let me, I'm going to send a message to the...
You're literally satanic.
I'm the worst.
You need, again,
in my defense,
so much help.
In my defense, I was only 25. I've grown a lot since then. I'm very mature.
Not that much. We're still looking for a therapist.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PX.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.